Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goober, Goober.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
A very happy new year to all of you. And this is Oi's Two Men. Listening to the Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job with the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
This is the section of the show when we do additional material. Just before that, that was a track by a band called Oi's Two Men, who have just got or in the process of bringing out a split EP with another band who I don't know because I haven't got the interface down. That was a track called Another Drinking Song. I thought that's the best way to start 2013, isn't it?
Yeah.
As we finish 2012, drinking. What I want to know is, what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Oi's Two Men?
No, not really. It is kind of, but it's Facebook.com/Oi's Men, because it's O-I-Z, and then it's I-I, as right. In sort of the right, the way you used to put two, yeah. So it's O-I-Z-I-I-M-E-N. Oi's Men. Probably the internet one, Tony Neil. That's pretty much how we went last year as well, isn't it?
Yeah.
We will be playing the other track they sent us at the end of this show, which might also have something to do with drinking. Nice one. I do like bands that sing about drinking. Now, look, as I say, this bit we normally do your jokes and poems, but understandably, it being the new year, everyone's been doing other things, so we haven't got anything. But also, and I'm sorry to say this, but we're going to have to redo the Christmas competition. It's now a New Year competition, Tony.
Okay.
Because yeah. Nobody got the right answer.
Oh, dear.
So I can't just pick a name out of the hat and give it. And I've got a box that I've already packed up. 15 CDs, 4 T-shirts, stickers, posters, postcards, limited edition, this and that. All sorts of things. It's a brilliant, brilliant prize to win. So I'm going to reset the competition right now. Okay. And I'm doing it at the start of the show, so everyone listening can get the chance. And what you have to do to have a chance of winning this competition, you have to send to paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email New Year Competition. And here's the question: what's your name?
Nice.
I can't do it. Not yours, Tony. The name of the person. I'm hoping you know your own names. So what you have to do is send me an email containing your own name, and we'll pick a winner at some point, right? Because we're going to have to leave it a fortnight anyway because of the way things go a few days behind with the shows we have online. Yeah. So send your name, because I can't think... Someone will get that wrong, right? So send your name to the email address I just gave you, and I'll put you in what's become a draw for the competition, all right? And we'll do it that way. That's Does that fair. Sound fair?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I really do want to give these to someone, just so you know, the answer was, what did I think a band called Quinn were called? And I thought they were called Red Light Means Go. Just so you know. But no one got the right answer, so balls to you. You can have another go at it by sending me what your own name is. If you get your name wrong on purpose, you will not be entered into the draw, but I will find it funny and read it out anyway. Right, so that's that. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, that's fair.
Excellent. Let's get on with the next track then. Now, this isn't from The Vols, it's just an old track. This is from a CD called Pushing Scandinavian Rock to the Man, Volume 2. You might remember Volume 3 pretty much helped us invent punky, didn't it? This is from Volume 2 that I got last year, that for some reason won't play very well on my stereo, but fortunately, my laptop, miraculously, will pick up all the tracks. So I have managed to get them. We've never played this band before. I don't know where they're still going, but there is a blog about them. What's Mother Superior's blogspot?
MotherSuperior.blogspot.com?
No, it's sonsofthedolls.blogspot.co.uk/2010/02 mother-superior-mothership-has-landed. There's not a lot about them, right?
Okay.
But it's a cracking track. And so it's probably been instant to Tony Neil and Tony.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen that cat? Listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That track rocks, doesn't it? That's
good.
Great. I'm going to play something else off that. It's about 11 or 12 years old, but it's a great CD. Still available as well, so you can get it. I think I got it from Amazon.
No?
Not sure. Anyway, speaking of Marv and Project Marv, as you know, Marv's he's our mate, isn't he, Marv?
Yeah.
But why he's friends with us, I don't know. He's just been putting up some photos of studio sessions of which you've appeared in.
Yes.
Right. But as soon as I saw them, it reminded me, do you remember when we nearly killed him with vodka?
Spoof.
It's one of the funniest things I've ever seen, and it's just been tickling me for days. Just the look on his face just before his head hit the table, which is terrific. Had we been playing Spoof? We were playing Spoof.
It was Spoof, yeah.
Yeah, we were playing Spoof, which if you don't know the game, look it up. But it basically involves three coins. And each person has three coins. You have to guess the amount of coins in your hand. And the loser buys the next shot. That's the way we play it. And we were in the town mill in Mansfield. And they were doing doubles. Were cheap, weren't they?
Yeah.
So we were doing them for double vodkas. We were doing them for large vodkas. Right. And anyway, we played the first game and Marv lost, didn't he? And he lost. So he went and got another double vodka. And the same thing happened another five times, didn't it? He had 12 vodkas in about 45 minutes, and then just when we said, Marv, can you handle this? He sort of looked up, went, ah, and bang, and just crashed out with his head on the table, didn't he? It was like, so funny. And then after that, I suggested we left him in that bush, which he heard.
Yeah.
Which he heard, and I did feel bad about that, but I was going, he'll be all right, leave me in the bush.
I think you said, fuck him, leave him in the bush.
I said, fuck him, leave him in the bush, yeah. He looked comfortable.
He was fine.
He looked really comfortable, you know. Anyway, Marv, I'm sorry that I said fuck him leaving in the bush, but I was trying to do you a favour. I just thought you could sleep it off for an hour. Anyway,
he was clearly fine.
What, sorry?
He's clearly okay now.
It's clearly okay now, yeah, so what's the problem?
It's not, I've done worse. It's fine.
Lightweight. No, it was very, very funny. And I would like to see him again, actually. I'll make a pilgrimage back up there at some point and see you all. That's all I really want to say in this bit, because you haven't got any Facebook comments, have you?
There are no Facebook comments, no. Again, New Year, isn't it?
Facebook, then.
Yeah. Please leave us a comment. Facebook.com/PunkyRadio. Like our page, leave us a comment. Maybe Happy New Year message for Punky. Why not? Anything. Leave us a message.
It'd be nice. Once you're woken up after your massive New Year and Christmas experiences, it'd seem fair, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Right, then. So, anyway, let's hope we get some Facebook comments next week. In the meantime, let's go on the next track. This is from their first album, the new album, Vegas Lights. This is Hancock's and Toxic Twins.
We'll be right back.
Clam Jouster.
You're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I've made a bit of an error there because you've just heard a band called Hancock's and Pip Hancock's deleting of Guana Bats. So you've basically got Guana Bats and Guana Bats in a row. It's all got a bit Guana Bats-y. That is off Hancock's latest album. It is a departure from Guana Bats, but there's still, you can still, there's still lots of psychobilly going on there and all that. So, and that album's out right now, and that came to us via Simon Knott. Simon says, I don't have the information to hand as to what label that's on. Sorry. But one way to find out would be to check out Hancock's website, which is...
Hancock's.com?
No, Hancock's-music.com. And Hancock's is spelled H-A-N-C-O-X. So if you want to find out more about them, and I suggest you do, check out that website. You'll find out everything you need to know. And Happy New Year to Simon, and indeed to Pip. From the band as well, and Johnny Bowler, hello to you. The other two I don't know. I'll say the other two like you'd know automatically. There's four people in the band. Shut up, Paul. So now then, matey, did you do anything for New Year?
We were both unfortunately a bit ill, so we just we had a curry from the local curry house and went to bed. I think we might have watched the pirate film, the Aardman Pirates. But yeah, it was quiet, but did enjoy it.
All right, cool.
We kissed 2012 goodbye. We didn't have a good year.
I'm glad you finished that sentence off. I've got this graph
here. What did you do?
I went to my friend James's. He's an art dealer.
Nice.
And yeah, we went to the house. He had a house party. It was fantastic. And I spent most of the night talking to a girl called Pinky Tessa. And Pinky Tessa, I discovered both over the night and the next day, and through my own powers of deduction, that she was one of the Blitz kids. Now, you might not know about the Blitz kids, Tony, but Blitz was a club night set up by Steve Strange, who was Visage, and it was a very late 70s, early 80s club that was where the New Romantics happened, basically, where Futurists, and that was London's. That was the London hub for it.
Okay.
And nearly everyone that went there, you know, dressed up in that very, very extravagant way. And they were sort of, they were a real little scene, and everyone wanted to be a part of it, and very few people could be. Anyway, she was one of them. She was one of the people who were there. And some fantastic photos of her with, like, Boy George and Jack Nicholson and just various
people. Nice.
She used to hang about at this club. Anyway, what a laugh. And she does a thing called Pinky Tessa's A to Z of London. And look it up. Basically, because she's a real sort of London icon type, and she goes around doing the A to Z, where she'll go to a place and she'll talk about it and film it and film her walking about it with a voiceover. And it's really funny. It's really, really funny. I watched a couple yesterday. I watched the one on the King's Road and the one on the British Museum, and it's really good. It's Pinky Tessa's A to Z of London, and check it out. And there is a limited edition art book sale. She's an artist as well. I don't know how much it is, but there's a hardback thing that accompanies the A to Z, the film she's making. It's all very interesting. Loads of interesting people there, actually. And I had a brilliant time that went on until 7 a.m. And then we all went to bed. Not with each other. Well, some did.
Mm-hmm.
And I woke up at 5:42 in the afternoon, which was fantastic because it meant I missed the first day of 2013. So... if I can get through the other 364 the same way, I'm going to wake up in 2014 smelling the roses. No. yeah, had a really good time. That stayed over there until the night time of New Year's Day. And we went to... James lives in Clerkenwell, and we went to a place called Hotel Russell, which is on Russell Square. And I'd never been there before. And it was just a lovely old hotel, and we had a drink, and it was all really nice. So I had a really good time.
Excellent.
So hopefully you'll have a really good time next year.
Yes. Yeah, because this is 2 years in a row now I've been ill.
Yeah, I know. That's rubbish. That's absolutely rubbish. All right. I've got two songs coming up in a row now.
Okay.
Stay tuned for A Victory at Sea, who are the band that Cotty from the Emos. There is back.
Oh, right. Okay.
Right. And he sent me this track a while ago, and I did nothing about it because we were doing... the Christmas stuff that all had to go with each other. So it's been a couple of weeks since I got this track, and sorry Cotty that it spent this long to play it. But before that, a band that sent me a track to this afternoon called Spirit of John, who are a folk punk pumpy folk. They were folk, pump, punk.
Yeah.
For fuck's sake. They were, that reminds me, one of the girls who was there at New Year, she was trying to say out, she'd been to this thing in Vienna where she'd seen this choir. And she said that the priest in this big church thing kept getting up and down and saying stuff. And what she wanted to say was, she turned to a friend and said, he's up and down like a bride's nighty. But when she told us the story, still a bit fucked up after New Year's Eve, she went, and she's a scouser, she went, hey, I said to her, the priest was up and down like a Nides Brighty. I said, what the fuck is a Nides Brighty? Yeah. Anyway, so yes, they are a folk punk duo from Leeds.
Right.
What is Spirit of John's band campaign?
Spiritofjohn.bandcamp.com?
It is indeed.
Ah.
It's Tony Watt on Poorly Being Internet 3, and this is Dead Rat's Son.
You are the son of man, twisting from your septic span. I get that you don't feel it anymore. And I watch your armies from the coast along the northern front, with fires burning in their skins and bars. And no, that sweetness lying torn up in the sun. There was a broken frame and a photograph of a heartless derison. You are the preacher, me forgotten on a barren beach. I get that you won't feel it anymore. But I smell the dead flesh, must smell the water's edge and brush the hot night set about the camp was gone. Oh, oh no, that sweetness lying torn up in the sun. There was a broken frame and a photograph of a heartless derison.
Bled like a shot fox.
Listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was A Victory at Sea and a track called Hopeful, which is out now. What is A Victory at Sea's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/A Victory at Sea.
It is indeed. It's Tony 2, Paulie Being Internet 3. The fight back begins. Here we go, here we go, here we go. Now then, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
That must mean it's time for
Tony's
International Gig Guide
12
bar. Oh, first of the new year.
Yes.
Mm.
Yep, another new year, another year. Gigs are 12 bar, I'm thinking.
Yeah,
it's still in the same place as it always was. I'm going to do Thursday to Saturday. Sunday night, there's something on to be confirmed, but I haven't got any details. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday night. And here it goes. Thursday night, English sporting defeat, Firefly, and more to be confirmed. How much do you think that would be on Thursday?
£6.
It is. Friday night, 4th of January, Finlay Quay, plus support. It's for the Asperger's Syndrome Foundation.
It's a bit of a bigger do than normal, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
I got on tenner.
£8.
Oh!
Saturday night, Cartel, True Valiance, Honour Your Pain, Tempers Fray, Protect Your Neck, and Hope Through Hostility.
Jesus.
It's a Ruction Records night.
Honour Your Pain. Protect Your Neck.
How much do you think that would be?
£6.
It is, yeah.
Not bad.
Not bad.
Not bad for the new year. I'm still calling it a 2-1 win on the 12 bar.
Yeah, that's cool.
Alright.
That's it.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide
12 bar 2013. Yeah, if you've got a gig you'd like us to publicise in this fantastic way, do get in touch, tony@punkyradio.com. Tell him all about it.
Yeah.
A band that gig quite a lot are the Frenzy of Tongs.
Yes.
Now, we love the Frenzy of Tongs all the way from Providence, Rhode Island. Oh, did you have a New Year's resolution?
We didn't actually sit down and talk about it, no. I did in my head. I have to remember what they are. But it's the obvious ones.
Yeah.
Financial and house. What's that?
To go to Providence, Rhode Island at some point over the next 12 months.
Nice.
Go and see the Frenzy of Tongs. So my New Year's resolution, and I'm really good at keeping these.
Apart from the obvious one, you fail every year.
Yeah, I know. I can't help that, can I?
Nah.
But I don't want to discuss that. I want to discuss this one, which is one that I'm going to keep. I'm going to get, at some point this year, I'm going to get to Providence, Rhode Island to meet the Frenzy of Tongs and thank them for all their support, and then we'll all get leathered.
Yeah.
You can come with me if you want.
Don't fly, I'm like Mr. T.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Forgot about that. Well, don't worry. I'm sure I can drink enough for two.
Excellent.
Yeah, so that's my that was my New Year's resolution this year. That's it. Anyway, we're going to play a track by them right now. This is from... Where's that album gone? This is from The Piper at the Gates of Dumb, and I really like this album because if you remember, I said to you, what it's done, there's about... God, there's about 15 tracks on it, but there's only two that are like the single, and then there's 13 bonus tracks. I just find that one. I don't think we've played this before. It would have fitted in for one of the Halloween shows, but you know, I overlooked it, quite frankly. Shall we find? Yeah, let's find out about them now. What's the Frenzy of Tongs Twitter?
twitter.com/Frenzy of Tongs.
It is indeed. It's twitter.com/Frenzy of Tongs. That is Tony3, point of the internet 3, and this is Haunted. You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath this. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was The Frenzy of Tongs, a track called Haunted. Do check them out. Which, if you type in The Frenzy of Tongs to the internet, you can find out all about them. They're ubiquitous. Now then, are you doing anything this week?
No. Getting back into the house and trying to plan what's going ahead and trying to chase my operation up. Lots of things like that.
So, right.
Not massively, but lots, but not anything worth talking about.
Okay. I got my shows this weekend. I'm starting the new year in a rush with my gigs in Hitching, Lexington, and Ball Up. All information lastminutecomedy.com, updated by the lovely Mr. Tony Hearn. Thank you very much for that. Friday and Saturday in Hitching, Lexington, Woodside Hall and Lexington Arts Centre both feature Phil Butler and Brian Higgins. It's going to be a really good, fun show. Don't expect any deep political comedy here. It's fun, 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 till my daddy took his T-Bird away, right? It's just a great laugh. And on Sunday, equally good laughs, in Baldock, at the Engine in Baldock, are Howard Reed and Laura Carr with others. So do try and get down if you're around. I'd love to see you there. And then I'll tell you about other stuff in subsequent weeks. But that's it. That's pretty much my week is geared towards getting that done as well as I can.
Wow.
So that's it. Well, wow. What? Are you suggesting I don't normally get things done as well as I can?
No, it's a lot to do at the start of the year.
Yeah, it is. Especially as I haven't done the post for next month. Yeah, I've got to do those this evening. Jeez. Right, so anyway, so that's what I'm doing this week, basically. Now, I'm going to play you now something that I was meaning to play just before Christmas, but again, the Christmas competition that nobody got right got in the way of it. So, Becky Lee and Drunkfoot. Hello, Black Halo. This has come by Voodoo Rhythm Records, and we have played one or two tracks off this album already, but I don't think we played the first track on it. I'm going to get that right now. We'll do the internet info after this, but in the meantime, this is Lies. Listening to Dr. Slagglebury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Becky Lee and Drunkfoot. Makes a lot of noise for a one-woman band, wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Very impressive indeed. I'd like to see her live, actually. Who knows? Maybe I'll get a chance at some point. Now then, what is Becky Lee and Drunkfoot's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Becky Lee and Drunkfoot.
It is. It's Tony 4, Paul of the Internet 3. What a comeback.
Hey.
2013.
Yeah.
I'm suddenly under a bit of pressure here. Have you got a twat?
No.
Excellent. Minus 3 points.
There you go. Yeah, well, we ended on a high with the twat. 2012, the year of the twat, but it wasn't, was it? So let's start anew.
No,
with no twat again.
Well, it's quiet, isn't it? This year we never expect to get anything.
Really.
Yeah,
it always is. A couple of weeks, and everyone comes back and listens all to listens to the past three shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, so do a New Year's resolution to email me twat, tony@punkyradio.com. I want the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. We all know twats. Email me now.
Yes, very good. And just before we talk about our cafe press page for merchandise,
yeah,
I'm just looking at the lineup for Newcastle United, who are playing this evening, and there's a bloke in their midfield called Anita.
Really?
That was his surname, but no, I just saw it. And thought, I wish there was another bloke in midfield called Harris. or perhaps he could be in an interesting 4-4-2 with the rest of ABBA. So, yes, maybe you could just tell people about our cafe. Because I love that bear. I've forgotten about the bear. I like the bear and the clock.
I can't remember the... Yeah, I remember the clock. I can't remember the bear being on there.
There's an always-looking bear.
There is.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Looking at it.
You could just run through it.
Yeah, so we forgot about this. We were reminded recently when the Frenzy Tongs had a t-shirt.
Yeah.
We do have a Cafe Press website where you can buy merchandise. You can buy t-shirts and hats and aforementioned clock and the Punky Bear.
And it's quite good quality stuff, isn't it? I have to say, I have met people wearing the t-shirts and they're decent. I'm pleased with it, actually. They're not too expensive.
We don't make money on this either. The prices are what they are.
I think we make, don't we make $1 on a t-shirt?
Or something like that.
Yeah. So we're not doing it for profit anyway. It's just,
nope.
They're quite nice things to have. They look all right.
They're nice and good quality. Lots of different types of things. We've got one of each. We've got one white t-shirt, one black, blah, blah, blah. That's because it's a free site. We can only have the one. If you see something and you think, I'd like that design but on a different shirt, email me tony@punkyradio.com and I can switch them around, but I can only have one of each.
Also, I mean, we will personalise stuff for you. If there's something you'd like on the t-shirt that's to do with Punky Radio, we'll do that for you.
Within reason, within taste. But I don't know how far we can push certain things, but email me and we'll do it.
I don't think we can do a t-shirt saying wank me off.
No.
Wait, try.
Know, actually, maybe we could do.
Try.
But yeah, so you go to it's cafepress.com/punkyradio. It's already linked from our website, punkyradio.com. It's on the left, right at the top, says store under home. And we will drop a link on our Facebook page as well, facebook.com/punkyradio. Do check it out. Again, email me if you have any questions, tony@punkyradio.com. It's not a money making scheme, but if you'd like to have something, it's worth having.
It'd be a money-making scheme if 1 million people
could. Yeah.
Because then we'd have $1 million. $1 million. Yeah. I don't think that actually going to happen.
Nah.
I think we've sold about 10.
Probably, I don't think you're far off.
Yeah.
But yeah, there you go. It's good. Check
T-shirts,
it.
T-shirts, I mean. It's my soul. Because I'm going to buy a clock.
They are good clocks.
Oh, those are great. The always-looking clock. I definitely want one of those. All right, so yeah, that's about it. Right, should we do the last song?
Yep.
We're back to Oi's Two Men again, Tony.
Okay, cool.
Who we played at the start of the song with the start of the show with a track called Another Drinking Song. I'm playing this one as well. I like both of them. You good old-fashioned street punk. There's no mucking about. It's been a varied show, but it's all been fairly heavy this week. I like that sometimes. And we were going to play a rock track this week, but I couldn't download it, so I've had to ask him to send me the MP3. So we'll have a slightly more varied... I say varied. Who knows what it'll be next week? Oh, no, it won't. It'll be the week after, because I'm not telling you about everything I'm doing on this show, you lot. You can just enjoy it.
Good.
Anyway, what is Oi's Two Men's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/ Oi's II Men.
Damn! You remembered. It's Tone 5, probably being Internet 3, and this is Beer Street.
Street.
hurt your fucking skin. Bloodshot eyes, I see the sky, I see the stars, I'm swelling. Panic steam, I break the feet, I count the space, I'm burning. The full one, and that's why it won't ever go. As long as we're alive, there's a star on the shore. Bloodshot eyes, I see the stars, I'm swelling. I'm bright street, I can't find the burning. It's for one, and that's why it won't ever go. As long as we're alive, there's a star on the shore that we love fear.
That was Oyster Men.
Cool.
And this has been our first show of 2013, and I, for one, have enjoyed it. Let's see if we can get through another year, shall we?
That would be nice.
That's because we've done 7.5, haven't we, just about?
2005, yeah, yeah.
Unbelievable. I don't know how we've done it. I really don't know how we've done it. And a lot of it is thanks to you, so thank you so much. And thanks to everyone for listening. And thanks to everyone who listens online as well. Could you just remind people that of the three ways to listen online?
Yeah, we are on three different internet stations. I think one of them has changed, but I'll get more information next week. We are on the Internet's Talk Superstation at talksuperstation.com. We're on Podunk Radio, podunkradio.com. And finally, we were on extrememetalradio.net. I think we might still be, but I'll have to check. xtreme metalradio.net. There's another one called Galactic World Radio that we're basically moving from one to the other, but I'll come back with more information on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Galactic World Radio.
Galactic World Radio.
Just exactly how many listeners will we get in the galaxy?
All of them.
Probably. Yeah, they'll still get the competition wrong. Don't forget, if you would like a chance to win all these fabulous CDs and T-shirts we've got for you, send an email to pornby@punkyradio.com, title your email, competition or New Year competition, whatever it is, and what you have to do is tell me your name. I'm very disappointed that this is how it's gone, but anyway, tell me your name and you'll enter the free... I'm not even asking for used knickers.
Wow.
And enter. It's effectively become a free prize draw rather than a competition. The draw will be made at random in about 10 days' time. So you've got a while, so this is 10 days from the 2nd. So basically, I'll make the draw on the 12th, all right?
Yeah.
Damn fine. Okay, that's about it. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoo.
Bunch of guns, yeah.